Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. This is Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today we're recapping significant industry developments from yesterday, July 25, 2025. First up, a new study from Vanguard suggests that a makeover of Australia's financial space could substantially ramp up investment. Currently, of all household financial assets, 23% lay in low-yield cash and deposits. A mere redirection of 10% from this pool, Vanguard contends, could pump about $185 billion into our capital markets. This reform agenda could involve a variety of strategies, such as automatic enrollment in savings plans, various tax incentives, and introduction of default investment products. However, a core hurdle is the current skepticism towards financial services, with just over half of all Australians willing to put their trust in the industry. Vanguard's solution lies in weaving advice right into financial products and using online platforms to serve up personally tailored guidance. By teaming up with policymakers, we can revamp our regulatory frameworks, widen market participation, and unlock the hidden golden potential of Australia's savings. Shifting gears to a major superannuation fund, CBUS, where CEO Christian Falk has admitted to substantial operational failures in managing death benefits and total and permanent disablement claims. Falk revealed these operational improvements began before media and regulatory scrutiny increased, acknowledging the emotional toll these issues took on affected families, besides the financial aspects. Striving to boost customer service, CBUS has partnered with MUFG to streamline operations and balance costs with regulatory demands. The fund remains dedicated to providing insurance for high-risk occupations, having already supported over 1,150 claims with $150 million payouts. Amidst internal changes, including Deputy CEO Marianne Walker's departure, Falk reaffirmed their commitment to improving member services and embracing advanced technology in partnership with MUFG and TAL. In regulation news, Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, or CAANZ, is calling for the Australian Taxation Office to include self-managed superannuation fund trustees under its vulnerability framework. Their submission argues small businesses and SMSFs play a significant economic role and thus require support, stressing the important role of tax agents and advisors in navigating the complexities the system presents. The ATO is expected to reflect on this feedback to enhance the inclusivity of its new framework. Lastly, in corporate oversight news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has launched an investigation into the debt management and credit repair sector, citing issues related to overcharging, unfulfilled contracts, and agreement breaches. ASIC's current probe of around 100 licensees is intended to prevent further exacerbation of financial hardships for vulnerable consumers. We can look forward to their report next year, set to reveal more about the sector's operations and potential enforcement actions. That concludes today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off and wishing you a day full of sound financial decisions.